I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So we did this diaper billboard shoot yesterday that we'll get into in just 1 second with all these babies screaming in the room, and you hope that the adults can keep it calm in the midst of all this crisis, and there's Abby bawling just like the babies are. We will get into that in a second.
That was a wild ride.
Jackson, just to reset the competition that started an hour ago, I am very interested in knowing how it's going right now. And the interest is Burt's Big Adventure.
Yes. So Mikey and I are having a competition to see, the original was who can get to 2,000 followers the fastest, but literally during that break, I think both of us hit that. And Mikey was using nefarious tactics of telling people to unfollow me and telling me that I'm a terrible fat person that deserves no love.
I don't remember it that way, but okay.
It sounded slightly aligned with that.
This is the one time I think Jackson and I are agreeing. I heard it exactly like that. Mikey was fat shaming Jackson on air.
And I decided to go the more philanthropic route and say that for every follower that I gain over the next 48 hours, I will be donating $1 split between Burt's Big Adventure and donating for Team Rebecca's Emory Winship Cancer Institute for her 5K.
Okay. And Mikey, you want to give us what's going on right now?
I'm up like 140 followers than I was before.
Okay.
And I am up 331.
That's fun. So as it turns out, you can't just be mean to someone and everyone follows you.
No, it's very popular, actually.
You're just on the wrong network.
True.
All right, so let's talk about this billboard shoot yesterday. Kristen, you want to reset this? I mean, not the whole thing,
Quickly, we, Helping Mamas, the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia, reach out to us because they did their Field the Warehouse drive last month to get as many diapers collected as possible. And they asked that the Burt Show would do a team because they were in really dire straits needing diapers. Absolutely, we did a team. The goal was 75,000 diapers collected. If we collected 75,000 diapers, the Burt Show would take a photo in adult diapers like we did 2 years ago. But this time, instead of just posting it to the internet, we'd put our diapered butts up on a billboard to build up steam, thinking to make it bigger. I was like, let's open it up to Burt Show listeners. If you have a cute baby that you want to be on the billboard, just trying to spread the word more and get more diapers, your baby can join us for the billboard. And sure enough, we ended up with 12 babies who joined us yesterday in the conference room. And there we are, the Burt Show in diapers. There the babies are in diapers. And we're all holding them for this photo shoot. And it was sheer chaos. They can't hurt me.
There was that one girl there at the very end that just couldn't get it together. Poor little thing. But whatever pitch she was at was hitting me in the soul. Like, I wanted to run so fast. I was like, what is happening? This is so hard.
But we got the photo. Cassie's been working her magic with Photoshop because we've had to take multiple photos to get good faces. But you're going to see all the behind the scenes. This billboard is going up tomorrow. It's going up tomorrow. It's and just so you know exactly where it's going up. Oh, hold on. I had it pulled up. Bless you.
It's in Douglasville.
It is located in Douglasville, near Arbor Place Mall. All right. That's where the billboard's going up. But it's also going to be on socials and on our website tomorrow as well.
So at some point or another, all these babies are, they're starting to scream, except Cedar, kid I had, man. Coolest kid ever.
With his little backwards hat.
Little backwards hat, chunky ass face. He's so cute.
His mom, a P1 since day one, started listening when she was 11.
Wow.
So I just happen to look over and Abby is next to me. And she starts crying and laughing at the same time. So she's got a baby in her hands and she's bawling. And I'm like, what is triggering you right now that you literally are crying? Tears are coming out of her eyes, but they're tears of, I think, fear, but I'm not but also laughing at the same time. It was very psychotic.
Well, because it started out as like hysterical laughter of like, I'm so deeply uncomfortable because I have somebody's child whom I've just met and they're looking at me like, stranger! And then I'm looking at it like, stranger! And we're both just screaming and crying at each other. And it was just such an overstimulating experience. And having a child look you dead in the eye with like fear really just, I think, just hit a switch in my head that I didn't know was there. And I was like, yeah, I think my ovaries shriveled up in that moment.
All right, so the rest of the show does not have babies. So they were ill-equipped for this experience yesterday. So we would like to go one by one through all of you guys, getting your impressions. We'll start with you, Mikey.
I've never, that's my second time holding a baby. Scary thing to do. What if you drop the thing?
Right.
They're compact, heavy little mugs.
Yeah,
huh?
Right.
And,
really dead weight.
Yeah. I had one of the coolest babies of all time. I'd take this baby. I'd Beckham. I'd take him. We chill. We were just so chill. He didn't do nothing. He was just hanging out. I got hit in the face with a slobber hand at one point. But other than that, he was the chillest guy I've ever met, maybe.
I am pretty sure all of us are going to end up sick over the course of the next couple of days from these babies. It was just instinct that took over. Like, Cedar started slobbering, and I took my thumb and was wiping his slob. I didn't use my shirt, nothing. My finger.
Oh, weird. Because when Cedar was pulling my hair, you didn't do anything about that.
No, that was funny. Jackson, have you ever held a baby before?
I think I've held no more than four times in my life have I held a baby. So this was definitely still a very new experience. And I feel like I had so much like sensory overload. It was hot in that room. Mm. It was so chaotic that I just completely disassociated for the entire shoot. I feel like I had the 1,000-yard stare where I was just holding this baby, staring ahead and just waiting for it to be over. It was absolute chaos.
Just the way you were holding that baby, it's like you created a lounge chair for him. Like, he wasn't like on your hip.
Yeah.
You were just kind of like holding him, and he was just kind of
yes. Unfazed. That baby was unfazed. Mikey, back to you. Whose idea was it, the guy that was as freaked out as anybody to be in that room, to give Mikey two babies?
Yes.
Oh, I know. Well, I was already, like, Cassie was there next to me, and I was like, please, I don't, teach me how to hold the baby. I don't know how. I don't know how. And so I was holding it like a dog, kind of, where you, like, get your hands under the armpits, and they're like, stop, stop. And I was like, well, then teach me. Someone's got to teach me. I don't know how to do it. And then they're like, all right, just take six babies. It's fine. It's like, no, there's too much pressure here. Teach me how to do it.
I would like to apologize for putting everybody in this position, because I didn't even think that some of you had never held a baby before. That literally did not cross my mind.
Amber, I didn't get to witness what went on with you yesterday.
I had a really cool baby, Callum, like a cool little gladiator name. He was so sweet, so cute, very quiet. I've only held babies, I would say, about three or four times my entire life. I prefer children that can actually, you know, have full sentences, you know.
Were you babies about to say perform?
Yeah, I thought she was going to say
I think the word perform is about, like, talking is performing.
Dance, baby.
Do something worth me holding you. But yeah, the kid was really cool. A lot more heavier than I remember. Like, I thought my cat was heavy. That baby had some girth, because she told me that the baby was like 7 months old and was kind of heavy for the baby's age. And I was like, I had no idea. I just thought babies were all heavy. It was a workout, and it was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got steamy in there.
Yeah, it really did. All right, so all of the pictures are going to be up online at theburtshow.com. You in Douglasville will get a shot to see it live. And again, Kristen, it's where in Douglasville?
So it is at Arbor Mall in Douglasville is where the billboard is located. But again, it'll be up on social. It'll be up on the website. And then there will also be some special behind-the-scene photos of what went down. It was a wild ride, and honestly, a room full of crying people. It was very fitting that this was the last Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Today is Thursday. We call it Follow-Up Thursday. You guys hit us up, and you're like, yo, Burt Show, you forgot to remind us or conclude blank for us. And you remind us, and then we do the research, and we tell you what's up.
All right, so this one, she wanted to bail on a date, so she asked her twin sister to fill in for her, and the date ended up going really well. So Sarah's twin sister was set up on a date by her coworker. She didn't want to go, but she also wanted to save face with her coworker, so she asked her twin sister to fill in for her. To our surprise, the twin sister had a great time, caught feelings for the guy. We told her that she had two things to do, get her sister's blessing and then come clean to the guy. Her sister was annoyed by the situation, wasn't fully on board with her continuing to date the guy. Then Sarah FaceTimed the guy and confessed everything. He had a feeling something was off, but went with it because he really liked her. Last we heard, the two were planning their second date.
Here's the update. Hi, guys. I thought it would be a good idea to send y'all a quick update after all of the advice you gave me worked out so well because my twin went absolutely rogue. I thought everything had been wrapped up in a neat bow. My sister wasn't obsessed with the idea that I was going to try and actually date her coworker, but she had given me her hesitant blessing. So I thought everything was great. Well, turns out she was waiting for him to ghost me. She was convinced that once I told him about the switcheroo, he would be too weirded out to seriously consider dating me. As I told you last time, that's not what happened. So when I let her know that he had been almost too cool about the whole twin switch situation, she was annoyed. I could tell she really didn't want me to date this guy. I didn't really get it. Sure, they're coworkers, but is it really that weird? We bickered a little bit and then dropped it. Then she had a crazy idea. She told me she would never complain about us seeing each other again if I would let her go on a date with him pretending to be me. If he noticed a difference, it was a sign that he was worth it. If he went through the date without realizing, I would have to dump him.
Y'all are messy.
Obviously, I said no because this is life, not a bad Hallmark movie. Then that week, I got a weird text from him. He texted me at like 7 p.m. on a Thursday, and the message said, "Just parked." I replied, "What?" He said, "I'm walking into the bar now. I'll see you soon." Don't know how it hit me, call it twin telepathy, but I immediately knew what was going on. My sister was engaging in twinception.
Dun, dun, dun. Twinception. Okay.
Yep. She told him while they were at work that we should all meet for trivia and hang out. Then, that night, she walked into the bar alone, pretending to be me. I asked him to send his location, pretending I was having trouble finding the bar, and then raced over to try and do damage control. When I got there, she was already 5 minutes into pretending to be me, so I had to go incognito and pretend to be her. After a few minutes of torture, I dragged her to the bathroom and told her it's time to stop. She thought it was absolutely hilarious, but agreed. We walked back out and let him know we had switched again as a joke just to see if he noticed. Ugh. He didn't really think it was funny.
No.
And I don't blame him because at this point, I think this basically counts as gaslighting. We're still casually talking, but I can tell he's not really that into it. And I don't blame him. I'm trying to figure out how I can get revenge on my sister, but it's hard to stay mad at your own twin. Thanks, everyone.
I want to thank you guys for always stepping into drama for us instead of like walking away from it. You have given us content for 25 years, and this is a great example.
They lean into it every single time.
Lean in.
I mean, that was... They face planted into that. That wasn't just a lane.
And we thank you.
Uh-huh.
So Jackson had a big weekend, man. There was a lot on the line here. A lot. When you're going on a trip, a family trip with your new family, and you're going to Sin City. Literally Sin City. How does it end up turning out?
Yeah, not only did I go travel with my girlfriend's family to Las Vegas over this past weekend, I did it without her because this was a boys' trip. Her dad just turned 60, and so his birthday wish was for him, my two future brother-in-laws to head to Vegas and also their uncle to go and see what kind of shenanigans we could get into.
Now, did he let you know, like, right off the bat, maybe I asked this before, is he like a party 60 or is he more like a chill 60?
He's pretty chill and reserved. He loves to have a good drink, but I've never seen the guy, like, get out of control or anything like that.
So we went on a guy's weekend to Vegas. My friend Justin, Dolvet, Mike, there was a whole bunch. One of the greatest weekends of my life. And Justin brought his dad. Right. And we're like, why are you bringing your dad, man? Can I tell you that that dude outpartied us every single night?
I don't doubt it.
We could not go to sleep because Pops wouldn't want to get, he did not go to sleep.
Yeah, I had a very different experience than that. And so I truly was pretty nervous going into this because I had no idea what to expect. And I'm always one to have a good time, but I want to kind of match the energy and the pace of everybody else there. So I had no idea what was going to happen. All I knew was that we had two dinner reservations for Friday and Saturday. And we were going to a show Friday night and we were going to go to the Bears Raiders game on Sunday. And so that was it. And you guys were all trying to pin what kind of drunk person that I would be the entire weekend. And Abby thought that she was some sort of savant over here and tell me that I was going to be the emotional drunk.
I thought you were going to get a little sentimental. You're getting a little drunk on some Dom Perignon because you're with the in-laws and you're looking at your future brother-in-law, your future father-in-law, and you're seeing your future right before your eyes. I thought you might shed a tear or two.
I can see that.
And so I would say yes and no to that being true. I think first and foremost, I was the bit of the peer pressure of the group. You know, in Vegas, when you're sitting at a table and you're gambling, you get free drinks. I quote unquote free because you're losing a lot of money at the same time. And so everyone's like ordering, you know, casual beers and stuff. And I was like, nah, round of shots for the table. Come on, guys, let's get this going. And so I was very much into that. But
oh, you were the instigator.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. But there was a slight emotional piece to this. And I detailed a little bit of this on the Personality Hires podcast episode that went up this week. And Saturday, we went to this place called the Cirque Stadium Swim. Okay. This is at the Cirque Hotel, which is in downtown Las Vegas. And it's this massive outdoor pool day club party. And there's these huge screens on one side of the pool where you watch all the sports that are happening.
So fantastic.
This weekend was incredible for college football. The Ryder Cup was on. And so all the games are playing up on this big screen and you place live bets on the sports as you're watching.
It's so funny because when I was checking out your Insta story this past weekend, I didn't notice those giant screens. I did notice the girls wearing the thong serving the beers at the pool. Huh.
Those were the bottle girls.
Yeah.
Can't ignore them. So you're standing in a pool and you're watching all of these sports go down while you're getting drinks and also peeing in the pool. There are 100 men peeing in this pool.
Oh my God.
I'm guessing by 4 o'clock.
Well, because we didn't want to be standing in the human soup, my future brother-in-law decided to rent us one of those like day lounge areas.
Nice.
Okay.
Well
and
done.
What that entails is it's basically like getting a table at a club. So you pay up front and then you have the minimum amount of that you have to spend on the check. Okay. And this was like $2,000 to rent for the day, right? And we had it from like 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Sweet.
And so we're all hanging out there. And there's even like a casino area outside where you can like play blackjack and stuff as well. And so we're all hanging out there. And the prices of these things are just absolutely absurd. The chicken finger platter was $104,
what?
For example. So it's very much club prices for things.
For tendies?
Yes, for tendies. Yeah, nachos were $100. Everything was just absurdly priced.
Right? Those attendees should have been blessed by God himself if they're charging $104.
It's Vegas, though. That sounds about right.
It's Vegas. But again, you have to, well, you don't have to, but you're spending money towards the minimum that you already spent on the table, right?
Yeah.
And so we're all hanging out there having a good time. And I go and play some blackjack for a while because it's hot out there. And I come back my future brother-in-law texts me and he goes, yo, where you at? And I go, oh, okay, I'll come back right now. So I come back and he goes, you're in for a little bit of family initiation hazing. And I was like, what? And he goes, just wait. So we had some money left over before we left to spend on whatever it is that we wanted to spend. And I was like, all right, well, I don't know what's going on. So I'm sitting there for about 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, I hear this big ruckus behind me. And I turn around and there are 10 bottle girls holding champagne.
Oh, boy.
And he goes, get up there and take off your shirt. Oh, so boy. I go up, take off my shirt, and I get sprayed down by 10 bottles of champagne in front of all of these people out of this day club.
And you're sure this really happened and it's not a dream?
Because it sounds like a fantasy.
I am certain that this happened. We had about $1,000 left over, and there's a minimum of 5 bottles that you have to get if you want to take part in this champagne shower. So $500 for that. But they were like, why not up it to 10 and give you 10 bottles because we had the budget for it.
No way.
Yeah, so I stand there and get sprayed down, and then afterwards, all the family comes and dabs me up, and they give me the old welcome to the family, and it felt really good.
Very good.
What a waste of champagne.
I know, I was about to say, I'm like, I hope they use Andre, not Dom Perignon.
Yeah, right?
Can you imagine you're just bathing in expensive champagne?
I'm sure it wasn't expensive. That's how they make all their money.
It's a very Vegas experience.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's the Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I walk here, in here in the mornings, I don't know what flashback these guys have selected for the show to look back on, right? And as I'm looking at the schedule today and I see this one, I recognize that this was the very first time that the show got crap for anything political.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now that I think about it.
Huh.
Yeah, so Jane Fonda, who most of you guys, well, most of you guys don't know if you're young.
I know who Jane Fonda
is. Who is Jane Fonda?
She's a woman.
Okay.
What movies do you know? What movies do you know Jane Fonda from?
She was an actress.
Yes.
In a film.
Jennifer Lopez, Monster in Law.
She was in Jennifer Lopez's Monster-in-Law.
Yes, she was the mother-in-law in Monster-in-Law.
And she's also mentioned in a Jonas Brothers song.
Way back in the day, she was an icon in Hollywood. I mean, she came from acting Hollywood royalty. Mm-hmm. And she also, way back in the day, became known as a traitor to some in the United States for her stance on Vietnam. But she was a big old star.
Mm-hmm.
We miscalculated how pissed people 20-something years ago were still mad at Jane Fonda when she came into the studio.
Obviously, Tommy and I know what's being played.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have this Jane Fonda clip for a very, very specific, like, huge reason, because mm-hmm. she came on and made a major announcement on the show 20-plus years ago on behalf of Bert and his wife, Stacey. So I did not see this coming, that people would have such an issue with it, because she also has huge ties to Atlanta because she married Ted Turner.
Lives right down the street.
Yeah. So, and they do their cat. They have Captain Planet, which is a huge nonprofit about saving the earth and helping out the environment. And she is an activist and a philanthropist. And I also know that she does have a controversial history, but that was in the 70s.
So none of us lived through Vietnam. Right. So we didn't know that she even had sort of like this label, but she was known as, I think, Hanoi Jane back in the day. Also, she toured Vietnam, I think, while the war was going on, just to show Americans what was happening in the country while the war was going on. And it pissed off a lot of people back in the day. Right. They were still pissed many, many years later, because this is from 23 years ago when Jane Fonda walked in here. And I think it maybe was Jeff's idea that Jane Fonda would be the one to announce that Stacy was having a kid.
Y'all were having a baby.
And man, were people pissed.
Well, Jane Fonda, thank you so much for coming in. I mean, it has just been a treat to have you in here and an honor.
I want to make an announcement.
Okay.
I am so proud to be the first to tell Atlanta and the first to publicly congratulate Bert and Stacy. They are expecting their first child in early November.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And they're standing, both of them, right here.
we found out weeks ago, but we had a bit of a scare.
We went in for our first doctor's appointment. They had seen something else in my uterus with the baby. They weren't sure what it was, so my doctor right away sent me to a specialist, and it was some kind of
hubcap.
It actually turned out to be a Bert's headphones.
I won't tell you how they got
it. It's okay, though. You're all right?
What he really thought was that it was a fold in the placenta, but he also said it could possibly be a molar pregnancy, and that's real scary.
That means when your tooth is pregnant.
So we just went back on Monday and it wasn't there, so he said the fold worked itself out, perfect pregnancy, be sure to tell everyone and be happy.
Are you gonna want another flavor?
I didn't want to, but Bert's been begging, so I think he doesn't ask for much, so I think
there you go, he won. I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you, the overall scheme of things, it's Bert one win and about 55 losses.
Bert, why don't you find out and not tell her?
I would do that, but she thinks that there's no way I could keep
there's
it a secret.
There's no way.
Okay.
Oh, my God. No, you'd do great.
No.
You should, yeah, because you know what? If you slip up and go, how's my little boy doing? Then the next day you go, how's my little girl? you could make Stacy insane. She's already going to be all hormonal and crazy.
Can I tell you about my grandson?
I'd love to
hear. Okay. Well, we saw, I think it was the second time we went in to see the sonogram. And my daughter did not want to know the sex, okay? You know, I was saying to the nurse, can you tell from the sonogram what sex it is? And she said, not really, you know, on rare occasions if it's a real stud muffin, was the word she used. And suddenly I looked at the sonogram, and I mean, if that's not a stud muffin, it's a third leg. And so I didn't say anything. And my daughter went out of the room, and I said to the nurse, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? And she said, you bet.
Really?
Wow.
You bet. Well, I knew early on.
They've already seen the baby's nose.
It's true.
So
that's true. We got the pictures back the other day. And here's one thing. You know, when Stacy was telling you that, you know, they found something in the picture that just didn't quite look right. And I mean, no. I'm talking about the molar tissue.
she just got a profile shot of you, Burton, and got that joke.
And it was amazing to me because I'm pretty nervous about having a child. But once they tell you that there's a possibility that you will not have the child, it's amazing how quickly I became so attached to that picture.
Right.
Yeah, it really was.
It was amazing. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe, like, we'd only known 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I was like, I don't care. I know I can get pregnant, but this is what I'm having.
Yeah, I know.
So nothing is going to be That's wrong. Right. It's going to fix itself. I mean, it was like, I just couldn't, it was bizarre.
Yeah.
It's never amazing. Experienced anything like that.
Well, thank you for making that announcement for us. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. I hope everything goes well.
It'll be great. Thank you.
And you'll have to come back in when little Jane Fonda Weiss is born.
My little baby voices too, man. Stacy's little baby voice. My little baby voice. Jane Fonda is a 2-time Academy Award winner. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's a huge deal.
She's also a woman.
Yeah.
And you're right. You're very accurate in saying that she is indeed a woman.
The Bert Show.
Come on now, Abby. I think we can establish.
I already hate what's about to come out of your mouth. The glimmer in your eyes.
They're so punchable right now. October 25th, right before you get on that plane to San Diego, I'm clocking your ass.
Well, good, because you'll be my Uber driver. I think we can establish that if the sentence when it comes to you starts with, am I overthinking? We don't even need to hear the rest of the story. What are you overthinking?
Well,
and if only there was a book out there that would address overthinkers that I could gift you.
Wait, huh. you mean this one? Don't believe everything you think.
Oh.
Why you're thinking is the beginning of an end of suffering by Joseph Wynn?
Oh, I nearly forgot that I gifted you and challenged Abby to read that book.
You challenged both of us. And actually, if I was...
No, Abigail, he did not.
It was a threat, Kristen. I felt threatened by this book. No, if I was going to start off this segment with any sentence, it wouldn't be, am I overthinking this? It would be... A man says he wants to be just friends with me. Should I trust it?
No.
See,
well, let's hear all the details first before you put all men in this box.
I feel like I'm allowed to overthink this because every woman everywhere knows no man ever just wants to be just friends with you. And there's a thing about me is I really don't like the feeling of being cornered. And I feel like I'm being cornered into friendship with this man, and I'm feeling a little manipulated by it.
Is he a gay man?
I wish.
If he was a gay man, you're open to that friendship.
I love a gay man. I'm open to the gays everywhere wanting to be friends with me. I'm very gay friendly, except for the men that I date. you know, would prefer for them to love women. But when it comes to friendship, love the gays, love the ladies. You know, all are welcome. When it comes to straight men, though, I don't trust it. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. A couple of months back, I was out solo dining and met a couple of people and, you know, had some friendships, I guess, sort of casually blossom from that. Just some casual text exchanges with some dudes or whatever. And, you know, I thought this would be kind of fun. Like, maybe I'll kind of form this guy friend group. Maybe I'll get some girls and we can form this really cool clique out in Atlanta. Because Atlanta's very cliquey. Like, when it comes mm-hmm. to going out, you kind of need a squad. As much as I like to solo dine, as much as I love going out with just a girl or two, you got to go out with a posse. That's the one downside of going out in Atlanta. So I thought, perfect. I'm gonna sprout this new clique as I'm, you know, settling down roots in Atlanta that I don't need anymore. So I meet this group of guys. And one night I get a text and they said, hey, we would love to go out to the Beltline. We had so much fun last time around. Can we go out again as a group? I was like, oh, that'd be so fun. Really? So we make plans for like the next week, Thursday. We're going to go out to the Beltline, yada, yada, yada. So Thursday comes around and like everybody in this guy group, except for one dude, is like, has gone totally MIA. No one's responding to the group message. No one has said that they're ready for Thursday and they're looking forward to our little Beltline night. And it's just me and this one dude in this group chat interacting. So I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I've already done my makeup. I already called the Uber. And then finally, all the guys in the group chat, except for the dude I had been talking to, was like, oh, yeah, something came up, can't come, blah, 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 blah. We won't be out tonight. And so suddenly it's just me and this dude. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, now I look like an a-hole if I'm like, well, I don't want to go out with just you now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, my hair and my makeup are already done. So I'm like, I might as well go to the Beltline. Mm-hmm. So I go to the Beltline and hang out with this dude the whole night. And I can't shake this feeling of like, I feel as though... I have been manipulated into a date with this man because now it's just me and him. And I feel as though they were all conspiring just to corner me into going on a date with him. So the whole time I'm sitting there not really enjoying myself because the whole time I just feel as though I was a pawn in their little game. It was a ruse.
That could be.
And so, you know, we have a fine. A thing about me, I'm going to have a good time. A thing about me, I'm going to have fun. So I'm like, my hair and my makeup is done. Oh, yeah. I'm out. I'll entertain this dude for 3 hours and then I'll go home. So we hang out the whole night, blah, 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 blah. I go home and then all of a sudden this dude is like texting me, asking me to hang out one-on-one a lot. He's like, hey, I have tickets to this. Do you want to come? And I'm like, oh, I'm in Greece. I can't do that, blah, blah, blah. Hey, you want to do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I actually have legitimate plans. Like, I'm not actually trying to skirt this guy because he's a nice dude. But I'm like, why? What happened to our little posse? I was really excited about this clique we were forming. This was about to be so fun. So finally.
And there's nothing in your heart that has any kind of feeling for him except platonic.
No. Okay. I'm like, I think women can be friends with men. I don't think men can be friends with women. I don't know that they necessarily want to be friends with women. You guys are the exception. Mom and Dad, Kristen and Bert, you guys, of course, are platonically friends.
Yeah, of course. I think generally that's a pretty good rule. This dude is probably jockeying. Look, I don't know what he looks like or anything, but I know because of my aesthetics that I had to fake being friends with girls for quite a while, knowing the ulterior motive was something very different.
And I think when it comes to friendships between opposite sexes who are attracted to opposite sexes, right? What we're focusing on here. When it comes to that, like, Bert and I started as co-workers, and then that blossomed into a friendship, right? I think you have circumstances where a friendship can build. Do I think men and women can be friends? Absolutely.
One of them has to be ugly.
Do I think...
And it has to be the girl.
Right.
And unfortunately, I've had a decent amount of plastic surgery, so...
So do I think...
Not my problem.
No. Do I think men and women can be friends? Yes. Do I think... Two strangers, a man can want to initiate a friendship with a strange woman, and that's like the whole, like, no. There's an ulterior motive there. Right. I just, if it blossoms naturally because of however you're hanging out or how circumstances in life brought you together, can you forge a friendship? Yes. Like, I think you and Jackson, or you and Mikey, maybe, I don't know, it's been up in the air for a while.
It depends on how Mikey's feeling, honestly.
But no, I think, like, you and Mikey, you and Jackson, like, I think you guys are friends. But it wasn't like they reached out to you, not knowing you, saying, hey, be my friend.
That's what I mean. And I know that feels so weird on paper to be like, this guy's pursuing friendship with me. What a weirdo. But because of my experiences with men, that it just feels like I'm sort of being cornered into him thinking, well, if I become her friend, then she'll want to date me. And I don't want to date him.
Look, maybe it is different now. So maybe my thinking on this is slightly sexist and old school. But when I'm going out to have a good time, I am going to hang with my guy friends. I am not, now it's different now with Amanda. I would rather hang out with her than anybody, but nah, man, if I'm going to a baseball game, I'm going with one of my dudes. If I'm going to go out drinking on a Friday night, I'm going to go with dudes. Unless I have the hots for some girl, then I would probably fake the friendship, hoping it turns into something else.
Exactly.
So
anyway, this man doesn't want to be friends with me, and I am just very put off by it. I'm like, why can't we don't? What happened to just friendship? What happened to just hanging out in a group? Stop cornering me into potentially becoming your girlfriend, because I'm leaving ATL.
But he's not saying that yet. He's just inviting you to go to different events, but you know in your heart that it's probably something else.
I know in my heart this is nefarious. This man wants to date me. How dare he?
The Bert Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.